نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected listeners, last we discussed the importance of recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. And in there, we should also read Surah Yasin every morning. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, then all his needs for that day are fulfilled. Also, we should understand the power of Surah Yasin, the amazing names of Surah Yasin, the amazing benefits of Surah Yasin. So, first and foremost, the ulama explain in Ruhul Maani, it is mentioned that Surah Yasin has five names. The first one is Qalbul Quran. It is the heart of the Quran al-Kareem. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna li kulli shayin qalban, wa qalb al-Quran yasin. That everything has a heart. Everything possesses a heart. And the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. We understand the heart in the body plays a very important function. It pumps blood through the entire body to all the vital limbs. So by us reciting Yasin, inshaAllah, this will take the form of a heart that will pump spiritual effulgence and nur through all the limbs, inshaAllah. The second name of Surah Yasin is called Azima. Hadha Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Surah Yasin in the unseen realms of Allah Ta'ala is called Azima, which is something which means great. And the reciter who reads Surah Yasin, he will be honored. He will be called Sharif. He will be honored by him reciting Surah Yasin. He will be honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first one is called Qalbul Quran. The second one is called Azima. And the third one, Al-Mu'imma. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in the Torah, Surah Yasin is called Al-Mu'imma. And the ulama explain why. Ta'ummu sahibaha khayra dunya wal akhirah. It encompasses its reciter with goodness of this world and the hereafter. In other words, the person who is Surah Yasin, only goodness will come to him, and this goodness will encompass him in this world and the hereafter. The second one he mentioned, وَتُكَابِدُ عَنْهُ بَلْوَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَتَدَفَأُ عَنْهُ أَهَاوِيلَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That by reading Surah Yasin, inshallah, through the barakat of the surah, Allah Ta'ala will remove calamities from him in this world and the year after. So that is the third meaning, Al-Mu'imma. The fourth meaning and the fourth name of Surah Yasin is called Al-Mudafi'a. Why? تَدْفَعُ أَنْ صَاحِبِهَا سُوءًا. It repels and removes every evil from its reciter. And the fifth name is called Al-Qadiyah. أي تقضي له كل حاجة. By reciting Surah Yasin, through the blessings of the Surah, Allah Ta'ala fulfills all one needs. So respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, we are reading Surah Yasin. So it's just a matter of making some adjustments when you are reading Surah Yasin. First and foremost, understand we are reading Qalbul Quran. We are reading the heart of the Quran, the Kareem. Make this intention, O Allah, make my heart like the hearts of your pious and accepted servants. Then we are reading Azima. Think that I'm reading Surah Yasin, that I am being granted honor and respect from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm reading Surah Yasin because it's Al-Mu'imma. Because it will encompass me all goodness of this world and a year after, and all types of bala and musibat will be lifted from me. I'm reading Surah Yasin because it is Al-Mudafi'a. It is such a surah which repels all type of evil from its reciter. I'm reading Surah Yasin because it is Al-Qadi. Because a taqdi law kulla hajatin, by the blessing of the surah, Allah Ta'ala fulfills all one's needs. So may Allah give me and give us the tawfiq that whenever we read Surah Yasin and ponder over these five things. Together with that, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya is mentioned in Fazali Amal, a riwayat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that my heart desires that Surah Yasin should be present in the heart of every one of my ummah. It is mentioned in other riwayat that whoever reads Surah Yasin is forgiven. Whoever reads it in hunger is satisfied. Whoever reads it having lost his way finds the way. Whoever reads it on losing an animal finds the same. And one who reads it apprehending that his food will run short, that food becomes sufficient. And if one reads it besides a person who is in the throes of death, the same are made easy for him. And if anyone reads it on a woman experiencing difficulty during childbirth, her delivery becomes easy. Maqri Rahmatullahi said, if Surah Yasin is read by one who fears the ruler or an enemy, he gets rid of this fear. So may Allah give us a tawfiq that we read Surah Yasin daily, especially in the morning. There are great, great benefits as mentioned in the beginning. The person reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, all his needs for the day are fulfilled. And taking into consideration these five names, Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran, Azima, a person who reads it will be respected in the sight of Allah. Al-Mu'imma, all blessings will encompass this person, calamities will be lifted from him. Al-Mudafi'ah, by reading Yasin, it will repel evil from his reciter. And Al-Qadi, that Allah Ta'ala, by this reading Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all one's needs. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.